Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Job has endured unimaginable suffering and loss, but through it all, he never curses God. Instead, he questions the meaning of his suffering and seeks answers. Now, he sits in ashes and despair, his face etched with pain, surrounded by the ruins of his life. His friends have stopped speaking, their arguments exhausted. Then, all of a sudden, the wind picks up, and a whirlwind appears.
Job, the wind is really strong. I fear that there might be a powerful sandstorm. Don't you think you should come in?
Perhaps we should go, lest we get caught in the storm.
Agreed. I know Elihu used the wind to describe the power of God, but that is power I can appreciate from an indoor vantage point.
Unexpectedly, and without warning, the voice of God speaks from the whirlwind, powerful and majestic.
Who is this that darkens counsel by words, without knowledge? Gird up your loins, like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me.
Who is that? Who speaks to me? Where is that voice coming from?
The voice speaks from the whirlwind. It can be but one person, the Lord God Himself.
O Lord, my God.
Who is that who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
He could be speaking to any one of us.
Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Surely, I do not know.
Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare, if you know all this.
Lord, I cannot answer. I am unworthy.
Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and it is dyed like a garment. From the wicked, their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken.
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades, or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maseroth in their season, or can you guide the bear with its children? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule on the earth?
I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings, that they may go and say to you, "Here we are"? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or given understanding to the mind? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can tilt the waterskins of the heavens, when the dust runs into a mass, and the clouds stick fast together?
I am overcome.
Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who argues with God, let him answer it.
I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once, and I will not answer twice, but I will proceed no further.
Very well, Job. You have spoken rightly about me.
You are good and you are great, O Lord.
As for you, Eliphaz, the Temanite, you are supposed to be wise, but your words reveal only folly. My anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. I will require you to make offerings for your sins, and Job, because he is a good man, will pray for you. Now take 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go prepare your sacrifices. Job shall pray for you, and I will accept his prayer not to deal with you, according to your folly. For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
The whirlwind fades, leaving Job sitting in silence. Job's friends, standing a short distance away, are stunned.
The Lord has spoken. Who am I to question him? Who am I to challenge him? I submit to his infallible will. I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
Job's wife and friends are deeply apologetic. They implore Job for forgiveness. Eventually, each of them comes forward to make their offerings.
Today's top 10 list.
Elihu is fascinated by God's speech. Later that day, he recalls 10 highlights from it as he speaks with some of his fellow scribes.
It was incredible. I was not that far away from Job as God was speaking to him, speaking out of the whirlwind. He begins by speaking of the creation of the earth. God asks Job where he was when the foundations of the earth were laid, emphasizing the grandeur and intricacy of creation, which humans cannot fully grasp. Then, he describes setting boundaries for the sea. God describes setting limits for the sea, using the metaphor of a newborn being swaddled in clothes, demonstrating his control over nature. Ah, he addresses the morning and darkness. God speaks of the dawn as if it is a garment that covers the earth, and asks Job if he has ever commanded the morning to appear or caused the dawn to break. Next, he describes storehouses of snow and hail. God asks Job if he knows where snow and hail are stored, highlighting the mysteries of weather and the natural world that are beyond human comprehension. He talks about lightning and thunder. God questions Job about the paths of lightning and the voice of thunder, illustrating the power and unpredictability of nature. He brings up animals and their behavior. God asks Job about the behaviors of various animals, such as lions, ravens, and wild goats, emphasizing the diversity and complexity of life. He makes special mention of behemoth and leviathan as symbols of the untamed and chaotic aspects of the natural world that humans cannot control. And then he gets to the stars. God asks Job if he can bind the Pleiades or loosen the cords of Orion, referring to the mysteries of the cosmos that are beyond human reach. Throughout this remarkable speech, he reveals that we are all lacking in our wisdom and understanding. God challenges Job to find the place where wisdom and understanding dwell, pointing to the limits of human knowledge. At its core, God's speech is about sovereignty. Throughout the speech, God emphasizes his sovereignty over the universe, reminding Job that human understanding is limited and that there are mysteries beyond human comprehension. These are 10 lessons I will not soon forget.
That's today's top 10 list. Tomorrow, our story continues.